Page 3, Jumpstart, or, in quotations, real hams don't read manuals. Okay, but at least read this one section before you transmit. 1. Attach the RF input jack, the right connector when viewed from back, to your transmitter or transceiver with a 50-ohm coaxial jumper cable. 2. Attach your antenna to the RF output. That's the left connector when viewed from back. 3. Connect the 12-volt power supply, capable of delivering 200 milliamp, to a 2.5x5.5mm coaxial power jack, center positive. 4. While transmitting RF, press and release the left-hand button. The unit will speak the forward power level. Adjust the volume to the desired level. 5. While transmitting RF, press and release the center button. The unit will speak the reverse power level. 6. While transmitting RF, press and release the right-hand button. The unit will speak the SWR. 7. The unit will turn itself off after use. Specifications on page 3. 0.5 through 2,000 watts auto ranging. 0. Plus minus 5% accuracy. 0. 2% power resolution. 0. Adjustable volume. 0. Verbose or terse speech. 0. Tone mode for continuous feedback. 0. Speaks in English, Spanish, or German. 0. Requires 12 volts at 200 milliamp, 2.5x5.5mm jack, center positive. Going to page 4, getting to know your TW1. Your TW1 is a quality, precision instrument that will give you many years of outstanding service. Take a few minutes to get to know it. On the front panel, there is a volume knob and three push buttons. The volume knob, as you look at the front of the unit, is in the lower left corner. The volume adjusts the volume of the synthesized voice. Point. The forward button, which they refer to here as number 1, is the first button in the center to the right of the volume knob. Forward measures forward power in watts, button number 1. Going to the right, button number 2, reverse measures reverse power in watts, referred to as button 2. And to the far right, SWR measures the standing wave ratio, referred to as button number 3. Power levels are read at 2% resolution. For example, at power levels around 100 watts, the resolution is 2 watts. That is, the readout will go from 100 watts to 102 watts as you increase power. At levels around 1,000 watts, readout will go from 1,000 watts to 1,020 watts. There is no range switch. The TW1 auto ranges from 5 to 2,000 watts. There is no off switch. The TW1 automatically turns itself off after use. Continuing on page 5, on the rear panel, as you look at it, there are two SO239 RF connectors. The right-hand connector is the RF input for connection to your radio, and the left-hand connector is the output to your tuner or antenna. The coaxial DC power connector is on the right, toward the upper right-hand corner. This concludes Jumpstart Specifications, Getting to Know Your TW1, on page 5.